When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sandhills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Another Bill Bush type morning. Cold, coldish, rainy, dark.
Loves it.
This is,
I'd love to see some sleet.
This is Bill's month right
now. If I can see
you're
a nice
not
little
see sleet,
sleet in mid August, you are crazy.
I'd love to see some sleet.
Don't want sleet right now. I'm not prepared for sleet.
It's still about what you want right now, Bill, isn't it?
It's just so dark and it's just happiness. Like I said, if we could just get down to about 6 hours of sunshine a day. And
just... It's getting, I mean, what was it? 8:40 last night and it was dark. 8:40.
Yeah, about 8:40. Yeah.
And today, Bill, it is dark right now.
It is dark, dark outside.
Dead dark right now. You got to be happy.
It is. This is my time slot.
We're going to have to have a talk or something. Get you some.
Sounds a little depressing.
Get you some counseling.
Bill likes darkness at all times. It sounds a tad depressing.
Good morning. It's Wednesday.
How are you today,
Steph? It's Wednesday, yes. And we're here. All of us. Ben.
The stool's here.
Yeah. Well, and Ben.
Plus Ben.
And Ben.
Ben's here in a great mood.
Yes, he is.
In a welcoming mood.
He let us know that he wears short pants every day.
It was beautiful.
Before the show, Sip walks in. I says, hey, Sip, short pants again. He says, yep. And Ben out of nowhere says, I wear short pants every day with this very corny smile, which got me in surprise.
It was, I don't know that it was corny. It was.
What was it? How would you describe that smile?
It was a very bright smile. He's happy to announce he wears shorts every day.
Ben from Columbus.
Yeah, 7 Mile
Lakeview.
Ben. Yep.
Called their games.
The voice of Lakeview, what I've heard, is really good.
Yes.
Voice of Lakeview.
He can do both. He can do everything. Play-by-play, color, everything.
He can host a show right here.
He can host a show right now.
If Jake is ever gone,
Ben
to fill in?
Well,
he would probably like the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's over our head. That's over my pay grade.
I love bringing up uncomfortable conversations. Nick Sainer has been the person.
He has been the go-to. But we can rotate. No,
I mean maybe Nick would say no. I would love it if Ben do it. I don't have to get up early.
He might say that. Really, he might.
Big swim.
Big yeah.
7 Mile swim. Ben might be in the pipes here soon.
Well, he's ready. He can do it.
You don't make it back on the Amtrak.
He helps me. Yeah. There we go. I'm sorry I didn't tell Bill yesterday on the show. Well, let's get to it now. I suppose it is official. I did say I was going to last night. I sent you. I have purchased the ticket. The Amtrak ticket is purchased. I will be departing.
It's an amazing
ticket. At 12:46 a.m. Saturday morning, taking the midnight train, not to Georgia, but to
Denver. Are you going just there and back, or are you going to stay a night?
I'm staying the night. Yeah, okay. I'm staying the night. So I'm gonna hang out in Denver with some friends, my sister, brother-in-law, and then head back home.
Are you going to a Rockies game?
I am.
Okay. Is there any concerts?
No concert that I know of.
Surprising.
You can't do a concert and a Rockies game. It's one or the other. For one night, you can't do both. It's not possible.
If anybody could do it, it'd be you.
There'd be one person, yes.
Now,
this has really set me back, and you guys...
I apologize.
Let's push back on that for a second.
Okay. You push back on the apology.
Yeah, let's just hold that off a little bit.
I can't push back on
apology. Because you snuck it. You snuck it on me. I was just having me in the other room. I'm listening, and I go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's going on here?"
I was amazed by it.
Yeah, he held the information.
I was upset. I didn't bring it up during idle chit chat. That's my fault, and I do apologize for that. But now it's out there.
I felt I was the big toe of getting things organized with Olive Garden. in
Des
Moines.
Well, we can still do Olive Garden in Des Moines. I mean, I want to try this out.
We have 200 breakers that want to go with us.
If this trip goes smoothly, which it, I've been researching the Amtrak. It looks like it's a pretty...
Have you been researching it?
Yeah, it's a pretty, you know, set up deal. They know what they're doing.
Okay.
They've been doing it for a long time.
Jacob.
The trains, I think, are very nice, it appears.
Will you be like in the...
I am not in a sleeping cabin. I will be in the main area because it's much cheaper. I don't want to spend $320 on a sleeping cabin, so I'll be just in the main area. They assure you there's no middle seats, so you're not stuck in the middle with somebody. It's two and two on both sides.
Wow, but you could be stuck with someone for a whole trip to Denver.
Very, very possible.
Hmm.
Will you be able to get a cold beer on the trip?
It sounds like you can purchase food and alcohol, yeah.
Okay.
I think I have to, like at 4 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Leave at 12:46, get there just before 8 a.m. I think I am due to buy a beverage of some type that train.
This is happening. This isn't a bit. This is happening.
It'll
be live reports.
The ticket has been purchased. It is in my possession.
This is happening.
I'm going on the Amtrak.
This weekend?
Yes, Friday night, a.k.a. Saturday morning at 12:46 a.m.
It does.
Down the street from here.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Are you parking?
I'm going to park in the garage over here, so I don't have to worry about it.
So you're going to have the Accord, and you're going to walk down. Okay.
I'm just going to walk over.
All I'm bringing is a backpack. I don't need it. It's one night.
He's going to be walking through the Haymarket.
Hey, guys, going to get to the Amtrak.
People are out drinking stuff. Hey, Jake, where are you going?
I'm going to the Amtrak.
I got to catch the... Where's the train station?
I get a drink with those people before I go down to the Amtrak.
Yeah. Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Why not? It's right there. It's a block away. Just have a... Hey, let's have a...
You'll have a grit in his
mouth.
Have
a Mick Ulter before roll in. Be great.
Oh, wow, Jake.
So I can't wait to report back on the
Is there a smoking
trip.
Car?
I don't know. I didn't research that much.
Find that out. There's a smoking car. Well, maybe Jake wants to have a smoke.
I did see that, although I don't have a pet, my trip would not be eligible to have a pet. It's trip 7 hours or less, you can bring a pet
on.
Now,
yours?
I don't have a pet. Mine's 8 hours.
Oh, God, right on the cusp.
Right, right there.
So I cannot bring a pet. I wouldn't
Sugar
have
Sugar would not be good.
No.
On a trip to, no, that would not be
no,
good.
No, nothing with Bullet. He'd be horrified. No.
Yeah, he
no.
would not
Bullet
like
would be horrified. Okay.
On YouTube, Sue says, should we organize a send-off for Jake for the Amtrak?
Wouldn't be a bad idea. Who was that?
That was Sue.
Sue,
I kind of like that idea.
Sue, where are you texting from? We might be able to put this together.
I kind of like that idea.
I kind of like this idea. Breakers.
Might even participate, although it'd be very extreme for me and Bill to be up at
It'd
that
be
hour.
Next to impossible. Next to impossible.
You could do it.
You'd have to leave sometime about 4 in the afternoon. Once it goes past 6, you're like,
Bill, could you rally yourself at 11:30?
No chance like that.
So there could be a send-off that we're not in.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm all for a send-off, but it doesn't mean I'm going to be there.
Okay, you can support the send-off. Yeah,
we'll support the send-off.
Show me some videos. Show me how it went. I'll be asleep at that point. Right. But yeah, I want to see the videos of the send-off. That's respectable.
Yeah, I'm not going to commit. I'm like Bill on this one. I'm not going to commit to the send-off. Unless Bill does, then I would
Here's the odd part is you would never not commit, though. You'd be like going, yeah, we'll see. I'll check. And we know you're not coming. The number of times Jake are like going,
no chance.
What's the word on SIP? He said he called, said he's thinking he should be able to get here. There's a couple things going on. I go,
something
you know
happened.
He's not coming.
No
you know
chance.
He's not coming. And he knows it the whole time, too. This isn't even like one of those things.
Oh, he's nailing
nothing
it.
Happened.
This is 100% he's
Nothing's
nailing
happened.
Right now.
There's no chance like SIP's not coming.
No,
this is no. You've got me figured out pretty well. Good job.
We've done that for a long time.
Thanks.
For those asking, why am I doing this? It's a punishment for fantasy football. Last year, I finished dead last. That's why I have to take an Amtrak somewhere. It was 3 hours away or more. I'm going 8 hours away because that's right.
It's
going
the
extra mile.
What threw me for a loop was on the ticket, it says Jacob.
Well, I had Jacob, to have it's my official
Jacob
name.
I never knew your name was Jacob. Today's the first day.
I didn't either. J-A-C-O-B. I was like, whoa.
That's surprising to you?
I don't know. Yeah, like Bill, it threw me for a loop. I was like, Jacob.
What if you saw William Bush on something? Would that throw you for
not
a
as
loop,
much.
Too? Or
not
Stephen
as much.
M. Sipple?
Yeah, throws me more. It really is.
Okay. Well,
Jacob.
You saw...
Jacob.
Are we doing idle chit-chat?
We are right now, yeah.
We're in it.
We are in it. I have something.
What do you got, Bill?
Went out yesterday to Giltner. Spoke to the teachers at Giltner.
Well, that's why he didn't have a hat on.
And that is also that goes right up to probably the very top. There's a tier system, and they're in the top tier of where I'd like to move to. I'd like to move to Giltner.
Is it past
why?
Aurora or not?
It's a little past Aurora. Okay. Aurora's very close.
Okay. Why?
It's just an amazing town. I mean, the people there. You just sense that it was just it's a wow factor.
Is it really Giltner?
Yeah.
Okay, Giltner. How do you get there?
Yeah, Gildner. That's easy. Whip down I-80, then take a left. That's it.
Left at?
I don't know. It's just past the Aurora exit, I believe.
I think you're right.
And so from Aurora, it's probably only about 15 miles from Aurora, I would imagine.
Take a left and you're there.
So Aurora's on the other side of the interstate. But yeah, it's nice. The Trumbull area. Heard Trumbull a lot.
Oh, Donovan Trumbull, yeah.
Yes. Heard just a lot of discussions. And I spoke in the old gym, which was really cool. They had the old gym that was built in 1951.
Oh,
they have a new
51.
Gym. 51. And it still looks remarkable. Everything they have is remarkable. Thank you, Giltner, for the exceptional day. And I look forward to hopefully purchasing some sort of property out there, at least for a vacation home.
Okay. Giltner.
Did you see Gilt Nerd out there for text line? No,
he didn't introduce himself.
That's unfortunate.
It was just teachers. They start school today, and they're up and going. Everybody else started yesterday, which I mentioned a little bit about the start date and the end date that just got us a little worked up yesterday. But thank you, Giltner.
It did get you worked up. All right. No, yesterday I don't have anything, Jake. It was a whirlwind. It was a whirlwind.
We have one last thing for Idle Chit Chat.
Good.
We missed you yesterday.
Are we going to get into it right now?
Oh, I would like to hear
this. We'll give them their segment next segment. But also, me and Bill went out to Beck
Knowledge. Bill, you and I.
Yeah, I'm good at English.
Yes.
Bill was in Giltner, of course, before this. I drove out to Goner with Elizabeth. Went out to Beck
Knowledge. Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Listen, she has a farm background. She was curious about this. She wanted to see
it. She has a farming background, and she was educating us.
She was.
I just stood there and said, Elizabeth, tell us some more what's going on around here.
So you guys are together.
Yes. We are together, yes.
That was odd together. To me, too. That's the first thing I said.
I was hearing there was problems between you two. What's happening here?
She does know ag.
Oh, a lot of, yo, she knows a lot.
There's an ag Tinder app, and I thought maybe Jake should get on that. But no, he's still married.
No.
So this is good. This is awesome.
No ag Tinder app.
Yeah. No.
App. No,
good.
Jake.
We're good.
Yeah.
He's no. Jacob on there.
Jacob. Yeah.
I'm official.
I'm
all tidied up.
Who is this guy?
Jacob.
But we did meet the legend. Sonny Beck.
Sonny Beck.
I was sad that Sip wasn't there. He was busy with media stuff. You were occupied. Yeah. You didn't miss out intentionally. You had stuff going on.
I was working. Thank you,
but we did meet the legend, and it was as good as you thought it would be. It's incredible.
It was so
it's truly incredible.
Sonny
Beck.
I got some food with
you saw the picture, Sip.
Yeah. I got some food with Trevor. And we're walking. He goes, Sonny's over there.
With Trevor.
I guess you guys. There's some.
We saw Trevor. Yes.
Sonny's right over there. I walked by him. I didn't even look at it. I just kind of was like, it's like Elvis was in the building.
Yeah, this is what it felt like.
How did you handle this?
And so we're sitting down, and then finally they're like, we kind of need to try to meet him. He's like, he's over there. Sonny's over there talking to the caterers.
Yep.
Just thanking the caterers. Sonny, the president, the inventor of Beck's.
Of Beck's.
Is talking to the, and the food was incredible. But he did something that I thought was beyond remarkable. Sonny's telling us about his little plan. Sonny, do you mind if we get a picture with you? Oh, that'd be great. We get a picture.
On my phone.
And then he pulls out his phone. And he goes, is it okay if I get a picture with you guys on my phone
I
have it?
He did.
He took a picture on his phone of me and Jake and Sonny.
He's dead serious. That happened.
It was one of the most remarkable PR things I've ever seen done in my life. And it wasn't even a PR stunt. It was just Sonny.
Sonny got a picture with us in his phone.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and Sonny's coming back Thursday. He's gonna be up in Boone County hanging out with Pillen. He's got a
really?
Deal. Yeah, he's got
an Albion.
Yeah, up in Albion.
Okay.
Yeah, he's heading up there.
What's going on there? I wonder.
I don't know. Some sort of soiree.
The importance.
The importance.
Wow.
So we met Sonny back.
You met Sonny, and it was a great picture. It was a great picture.
And
it was, guys.
It was everything you thought it would be. It really was.
Does he have a sort of a?
It's a presence.
Aura.
Yes.
Oh, there's an aura there for sure.
Yeah. Does he charismatic?
Presence. Everyone knows that he's completely running the show, but completely approachable at the same time. That is a rare trait.
Good description.
It's a rare trait.
That is Sonny. A very good description.
He is not standoffish. No. He's very welcoming. But again, like I said, he doesn't want to be the center of attention, though.
He's not surrounded.
You got to seek him out.
There's no handlers either. There's no handlers around him.
Nope.
There's no one walking
him out.
He was talking, as Bill said, to the caterer, thanking him for the wonderful food they provided. Provided 2,000. I think it had been 2,000 people.
They had over 2,000.
It was packed.
They kicked the crap out of Iowa.
It was packed.
Oh, because they had to surpass 1,300.
Yeah. They had 2,000.
Got that with ease.
There was golf carts.
Take that,
Iowa.
Yeah. I'm pulling up, and Jake goes, you got to park a long ways away. I parked a mile away. a mile away. And a guy in a golf cart picked me up. The best part, too, is like the guys ask me farming questions. I go, I really don't know what I'm doing here. I have no idea. And then, and they gave out over 2,200 ice cream cones.
Yep.
It's a hard life for Bill. Hey, Bill, parked a mile away.
What are you doing? I don't know why I'm here.
Jake goes, what do you see we have to park at? I go, you're right.
It's a long way.
A long ways away.
We got there by an hour and a half before Bill and parked at least a half mile away.
He's discussing ag with you. Yeah.
He's looking at me like, all right, what are you doing here? You just here for a free sandwich or what?
And the ice cream.
No, we had, and when you get there, you don't just start walking around. You have to go.
Wait a second.
You have to go check in.
Get a sign
in. Check in.
We tap into your...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Conference call wisdom on this?
I could.
Couldn't you have baked it, tried to, talked about, like, hydrated seed?
I talked about some. I did say, like, well, we do some advertising. We know the Beck family very well.
You could have invoked the conference call too. Yeah, well, I'm on a conference call with
every Thursday.
Yes,
you could have.
Could have done that, but anyway,
just fake it.
Shout out to Beck's and Becknology Days, and of course the legend Sonny Beck for
you guys. That picture, just being a legend. You guys did look thrilled.
We were happy.
We were very happy.
We were happy.
It was a great picture. It sort of made my afternoon.
I was sad you weren't in it, Sip, but I understood you couldn't be there. But
yeah, it's fine.
I'm going to add one last thing.
Okay.
We're walking. Me and Jake are walking together. And Ben, who's working at one of the booths. And what did he yell out, Jake?
He yelled this out.
Hash holes!
He did.
Just screamed it out.
He yelled at hash hole.
There's 2,000 people standing around. Some guy just stood up and goes, hash hole!
He didn't care. Ben from Omaha, traveling salesman, was there at a booth.
He podcasts us every day.
He does. Dead
serious. He just screamed out hash hole as loud as he could. It was incredible.
Did he look off into the distance?
It was in the dining area, too. Right in the dining area.
And we did get one. We got one of those. As we walked by. So there were breakers in the building.
It sounds fun.
Yeah. It was fun.
What was the fair? What was the food?
It was pork, brisket, baked beans. There's mac salad. There's potato salad. There's rolls and there's cupcakes.
It was
lemonade and iced tea. Or if you want at the beginning, there's pop and popcorn too.
Good.
2,000 people. Imagine trying to feed 2,000 people.
That's a lot.
They had plenty of food. JW did a great job.
What a fun time.
It was fun. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by your friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. Lawn care needs this summer. You should be jacked up. It was a big day for us at Becknology Days.
Good job, guys. Good job.
Yesterday, Tony White and Rob Dvorak spoke after practice, as well as a couple players. Sip, you were there for this session. We were in Goner. You were working here in Lincoln.
I was writing.
You were writing.
I think we were kind of working, too.
We were working.
Yeah, you were working.
Different. Yeah, we were definitely
working. You were writing.
You guys do a good job of networking.
Thank you,
Steve. Yeah, we were networking.
Did you ask any questions?
I was serious about
Did you ask
that.
Any direct questions That's, yesterday?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I did. I did.
Well, what came out? What was your take on what was discussed?
Okay, all right. If we're going to get into it.
I have some audio, by the way, if you want to get to that.
Okay, it wasn't a newsy event. Tony White not pleased with tackling in the scrimmage. Do you have sound on that?
I think I do.
Tony White assessing the defensive performance in the scrimmage.
I believe I have that.
He's
right
the
here.
Defensive coordinator.
Beginning. I mean, the football moniker is that the defense is always hit early, right, because of offensive timing and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think we tackled very well the very first scrimmage. You know, it was just first time. I get it, you know, but just like Coach said, you want to see the things you practice and preach every day. You want to see it show up on the grass live. Get the coaches out of there, get all the cameras out of there, and let them play ball. And it didn't show up like it needed to, not with the group that we have. So that's been something that's bugging all of us, is that making sure that we stress the tackling. We want to be a great tackling team. And then again, it's the situations, you know, just consistently having the guys think about what situation they're in and how they should react, so that way when it gets to those close games that, you know, we come out on top. So
this is where Bill comes in. Okay, then they had Rob Dvoracek, the linebackers coach. He was asked about the tackling too. And this is again where Bill's expertise can help. He talked about how you thud for most of the time. I mean, when you're in camp, when you practice, period, most of it's thud. It's not live. So sometimes when it goes to live, the picture changes for guys. Like there's angles that they take and they hadn't addressed much in the thud part, right? So it changes a little bit, right? Can tackling suffer when you go from thud, thud, thud every day, thud, 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 thud? Oh, yeah, we're going live today. We're on.
Well, it's different. And first thing, thud's harder than tackling.
Whoa.
Thud is way harder than tackling.
Why?
Because your approach to the offensive ball carrier, whether it be a receiver, running back, whatever it is, when you're coming up and obviously you want to do all of your techniques correct to get to the point where you have to get to. But when in the end, when you're not going to deliver contact that would put the offensive player on the ground, it's very difficult to do that. And because the offensive person also doesn't just allow you to thud them up. They'll make a move. They'll have something going on. So thud is really, really hard to be able to do. And so both sides have to participate in the thud aspect of it. If it's a thud drill, a running back can't turn on you and just run you over. I mean, that they should not, because they're not doing that same thing to you. But thud is very, very difficult. And so the part of it is, it's like actually the tackling part, to get them on the ground live is harder. But playing-wise, it should be not so much easier, but you'd rather do that.
Okay.
You'd rather tackle than you would thud, because thud is like you have to be in such great position to be able to thud them up. And also, when you go back and you evaluate, especially in the back end, mm-hmm. as far as defensive backs, and just say, okay, you do these tackling drills.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the film and you say, how many of those exact tackles did you make? Or how many tackles were made extended, different things you have to be able to do. And so the thud part makes you use your feet to get in position to be able to thud. And it should help eliminate bad habits is what it should be.
Interesting.
But it's very difficult to do.
Now, some of this too. Okay, thank you for the explanation, Bill. Jake, I think some of this might be Tony White just trying to keep his guys motivated, because he hears all the time, those guys hear all the time how good they are. And it's the fact is, as I say every show, they weren't great last year. They were very good or good. He might be trying to just continue to motivate them. Not everything is perfect. All right, then what else? Is there anything else that caught your eye? I get asked all the time about Stephon Thompson and Shavers, and I don't know that there's exact sound on that, because they're just kind of in the conversation. What I'd say to people is neither of those guys, I mean, the main linebackers are John Bullock and Javon Wright. It's either Javon or Javon. I go with Javon. Those are their guys. Okay, Shavers is coming. All right, he's a true freshman and he's really explosive. And I thought of Bill yesterday, because they have to tell him to slow down a lot. And what Bill says is you'd rather say whoa than go. You don't have to tell Shavers to go, and he's really talented. But he's not like Dvoracek, paraphrasing, said, we'll see what happens with him. There's no guarantees here that he's going to, you know, take over the Big Ten immediately. They have their two veteran guys, two seniors, Javon Wright and John Bullock. And then Stephon Thompson is kind of the same thing. He's the transfer from Syracuse. He's on the, you know, he's on the next tier behind those top guys. So maybe you'll see him and maybe you won't. What Dvoracek said about him is he's had to get used to the way we do things. And that's continuing. So it tells me he's not there yet. But the bottom line is they have their two guys, you know. They paid John to come back handsomely. They did. So
John Bullock.
Yeah. So those are the guys. And then there's Mekhi Bayer.
Bayer.
Bayer. Yeah. Not
the G is silent.
Bayer.
Just Bayer.
Yes. Do you know that?
I did know that. I know him.
For spelling purposes, yes. I always say Gebayer.
Well, what a surprise.
Hooked like on phonics. Sound
like I don't think there's any time when you would read that as just a general fan where you wouldn't be confused.
Thank
yeah, yeah. I don't look at that and go...
G-B-A-Y-O-R. Looks like Gebayer.
No, it's just Bayer.
It's just Bayer.
It makes no sense.
No.
That's like, yeah.
He's like a veteran. I got the impression that he's playing both Jack and conventional linebacker. I don't know that for sure, but that's the impression I got. They move him around, but he's like a starter. They got some depth. They got some depth at linebacker. It's good. What else, Jake?
Well, Tony White talked about the secondary a little bit.
Please.
Here's the rotation of the secondary from Tony White per yesterday's press conference.
That thing is rotating every day. I think the whole secondary is rotating through there, getting a lot of guys, a lot of different spots, a lot of reps at different spots. Coach Butler's doing a really nice job of that. I mean, you got Dwight Boodle's out there, Sierra Wright's out there. I mean, Jeremiah's out there. Mm. You know, Bly's been on the side, and he's working his way back well. Amari Sanders is a guy who's really standing out amongst those young guys and getting a lot of reps at corner. I mean, it's really day by day, you know, who's excelling, who's really performing at practice. And then, like I said, John is rotating guys through there so we can see guys at different areas, you know. We're putting a field safety at boundary, putting a corner at field safety, you know, moving those guys around so we have some flexibility.
Okay, so that question was about the opposite corner of
Tommy Hill.
Thank you. So there's an ongoing battle for that job. The guys he mentioned – Dwight Boodle, Jeremiah Charles, Sierra Wright. Those are the main ones. He slipped Amari Sanders
in
there.
He did say Amari Sanders.
Yeah. But that's what he was addressing. Tommy Hill's going to start at corner. We don't know who's going to start the other corner. It's informative that Bly Hill is on the 120. They've moved him onto the 120 so he can be around and, I suppose, be ready to roll when he gets cleared. That's probably who they prefer. We'll see how he comes off the injury. So Sierra Wright's the kid they brought in from USC. There's just an ongoing battle. Jeremiah Charles hurt his shoulder, which will set him back a little bit. Those are the kind of things, Bill, that would drive me crazy if I was a player, where I got this starting corner job I could get, and I just banged up my shoulder.
The most devastating part to coaches is injury. And then and you think that's devastating because it's way more for the player. Mm-hmm. It's way more for the
right.
They spend it's year round. It's lifetime of getting prepared for this moment to be able to get ready to play, to do these things. And all of a sudden, like you said, you have a chance maybe to earn a spot, and then you get banged up also.
Hurts.
But it is so crushing when you have a player that gets injured. It is just because of the time that is invested to be able to play this game. And it's contact, and your body sometimes is not built for it. I mean, your knees don't bend the right way, different things. I just read where Texas lost another running back for the season.
Ooh,
they're down to just
two now?
They're down to just two. They've lost two running backs for the season.
Uh-oh.
They're down to just three on scholarship.
Uh-oh, Sark.
It's a playoff team.
So then you keep reading. If you go through it, there's someone listed. And all we're reading about are the players on teams probably 1 through 5. That's what you're reading about the most. We're not reading about teams. What's going on in the MAC or what's going on in the Mountain West? They're losing players too.
Oh, absolutely.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. And so it's just when you you have to practice.
I know.
You don't get to do that. You know, it's one of the things that you can probably, you could probably scrimmage in basketball almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, we're going to roll the ball out for a certain amount of time. It's go time. You got five. Let's go. It just doesn't, you can't, there's only so many train wrecks in you, but if you don't practice football,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden it gets real,
yeah.
Oh man.
Who's Auburn head coach?
It can look ugly.
Hugh Freeze talked extensively about that the other day, that he wants to scrimmage, they have to scrimmage, but they're light at some places. He said, the bottom line is he says, I don't have it figured out. I've never had this figured out.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
Nobody has it figured out. Which gives you the classic line, which I've sat in for whatever it was, 30 plus years of Division I coaching of, well, you know, we got to get some live reps in. Huh, don't want to get anybody hurt. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no one
you
does.
Don't say.
Yeah, you no one does. Say. There's always somebody in the room that says, oh, I don't want to get anybody hurt. Yeah, well, I don't think anybody here raised their hand
it's
and
my
said,
goal to get
my
five
first thing is like that. Okay, let's those who want someone hurt, raise your hand, first of
let's
all.
Let's get a couple guys hurt
yep,
today.
Let's get a couple guys, yeah. It's like, I really? I mean, just to, when someone says that in a staff room, I just I lose my
roll
mind.
Your eyes.
I can't imagine you doing that. Yeah.
All
we,
I
better,
would...
we better get at it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, before
we
that, if you're hungry for breakfast, but you seem hungry, sip over there.
The bird!
You might want to go to Early Bird at 19th and K. Free parking, lots of free parking. At max, a 10-second walk to the front door from your parking spot.
Max.
Which you're paying no money for. Free parking. And again, breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
Smothered chicken fried steak.
Gravy?
Chicken gravy.
That's right.
Chicken
gravy. They got lots of pancakes. And how about the famous hash holes?
Say it again.
Hash holes.
It's like, become
just
famous.
Just like Ben yelled, not young Ben, but Ben at the Bex yelled hash holes yesterday to me.
The traveling salesman.
And to Bill.
I just love the fact that he said, it's not like, oh, I'm a salesman. He goes, I'm a traveling salsman.
That's awesome.
He said those words.
It painted a picture to me of just like this, just whipping, just getting coffee and just on the road.
Yep.
Ben, thank
Briefcase.
You. Briefcase. Yeah, walking in like that. What do we got? I got some stuff here for you. Traveling salesman.
Awesome.
Remember we used to have big things of samples?
Yep.
Oh, they show up with samples?
Yep.
Oh.
6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. every single day. Also, three locations in Omaha, a couple in Iowa, 19th and K in Lincoln. Early Bird stop by today. Sean Callahan is next on Early Break.
Oh, there's music on
the ticket.
Should we go longer?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.